kidding who?
We got Don hanging on.
Congressman Don Manzullo, a little follow-up from last week. Good morning, Congressman.
How are you this morning?
All right, you had your town hall meeting, health care, and Crystal Lake over the weekend. How'd it go?
It was fine. We had thought about 250 people showed up, which wasn't bad because the Packers and the Bears were playing.
That's true. You always have to take that into account. Any hostility? What's the number one thing that people are saying?
Well, people are really upset about the fact that government continues to grow. And it's not just the issue of health care. It's the fact that they're concerned about government taking over everything. In fact, we just heard or just read in, online last night where the president is going to take a look at making newspapers non-for-profit just to keep them in business.
We were just going to talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Hang on a second. Hey, Maura. Hey, John. Hey, everybody. Do you remember me talking about this? Remember me saying, come on, do I get any credit here?
You did.
And everybody laughed at me. I told you these newspapers were going to want bailout money, and that's why they're not covering President Obama.
Well, I don't think that's they are covering President Obama. I think there's nothing between the two. There's no question.
When are you
going to
wake up?
I am awake.
When are you going to wake? Lazarus. Come forth.
Congressman,
I told you about them not covering the march. And you admitted that the media didn't cover it.
Well, they didn't cover it the way they should.
I have never seen in my lifetime the newspapers be as soft as they are on Obama. And what have I been saying?
I'm concerned about mainstream news media in the last year.
You got an attaboy for the Juul Corporation, and they don't need it. I need it.
You need it.
Have I not told you since before Obama got elected that they are being soft on this guy? Because they're going to want a bailout.
Yeah.
And you laughed at me. Did you say that's not true? And now here they are wanting a bailout.
I have said for months now that I'm concerned about the direction of the mainstream news media and the way they're covering things. So I've been saying that every day.
They are the propaganda arm, the mouthpiece of the Obama administration, and they can't be trusted.
Congressman,
and that's why people aren't reading them.
Let me ask the congressman, what do you think about tax breaks? And I know this is just talk. There's no bill before you or anything. You don't even know the details. But giving the tax breaks to the newspaper industry to keep them afloat.
Well, that's another bailout. I mean, why not radio stations? Why not television stations?
Let them fail.
I know several radio stations have been sold, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a mentality that the government has a big bucket. Go in there and somebody makes a mistake or there's a problem with the economy, so you just go in there and bail it out as opposed to doing what you have to do, which...
let them fail.
You said is let them fail.
Yeah.
You have to have a right... Companies have to have a right to fail in order to have a free enterprise.
This is why America's great, because better comes. Let the old guys fail. Let the Steve Dahls go in radio, Pat. Let those old losers go so that new talent, me and you, can come up.
I Congressman, I have to agree
with
you.
Don't bail out the losers.
And this is Newspaper Revitalization Act is what it's called, S-673.
Right.
And
I can't believe how disingenuous you are.
What do you mean?
I've been talking about this, and now it's happening, and you're not giving me credit. I told you.
Okay,
this.
You got the credit.
But Pat,
we've been talking about this together.
This is why Obama has gotten such free press, free propaganda from this media that they want a bailout.
No, that's not the reason
because
a lot of them tend to be liberal in their thinking. Period.
Well, that's true too.
And they would probably be that slanted even if the economy was good and they didn't need a bailout.
I want to fix Chicago.
That's what I think.
Businesses are leaving Chicago. Our sales have plunged $5.8 billion in just the first half of this year, folks. The parking meters, the high taxes, Todd Schroeder, and the rest of these goofs. What can we do to fix Chicago? I want the big answers right now. We're looking for world changers to call 1-888-2-MAN-COWAN-CASSIDY. That's 1-3-H-2-MAN-COW-CASSIDY.
And Congressman Don Manzullo, thank you very much for joining
us
here. Following up on his health care town hall meeting over the weekend in Crystal Lake.